Praise 102.7, Detroit's Inspiration Station. It's Reach Out Thursday. That means Chancellor Searcy is in the studio with me. Chancellor, we're going to talk for a couple of weeks about the church. And today is going to be really, really good. What's the scripture reference?
So the scripture reference today is going to be Romans 10. 9 and 10. I'm pretty sure a lot of people are familiar with this, but it says that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes into righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Today, I just want to start with the fact that church is just a building. The Bible says that us as Christians represent the church, and we are the church. The building is just where you house the assembly. Salvation has nothing to do with whether or not you go to church. This is a huge misconception. Salvation is not a church thing, but it's a heart thing. I've ministered to people before, and I ask them, hey, are you saved? And they tell me, no, I'm not into church, or no, I don't go to church. Church does not equate salvation. The Bible says, confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. That's what equals salvation. Now, it's obviously more than that when we get into bearing fruit and a lifestyle change, you know, that the Bible talks about.
Mm-hmm.
I believe us as Christians have a major issue with trying to church people.
Wow.
We always want to give people church instead of giving them a gospel. You know, we want to lead them to church rather than leading them to Christ.
Wow.
We all know what happens on our family and friends that, you know, we invite our whole family to church just so they can hear the pastor speak when we hold that same word of Jesus that the pastor holds, you know?
Right.
I'm not even going to get into the church flyer bandits, you know, the ones who pass out flyers without even trying to evangelize at all. I was with this one lady, and she tried to evangelize to an atheist, and they were like, ma'am, I don't believe in God. And she just was like, okay, well, here goes a flyer. We would love to have you at our church.
Oh, wow.
9 times out of 10, that person is not stepping foot in that church. Out of the 800 people I ministered to during my quest, only about 100 of them visited my church. That's about 12%. Mm-hmm. And I actually minister to these people.
Right.
So church doesn't save, or a pastor doesn't save. Jesus saves. So come on, y'all. We got to stop trying to church people and let's minister salvation to them. Because truth be told, as disturbing as it may sound, they might go to church and not even learn about salvation.
Wow.
I was in church since I was a youth, and I didn't know that it was wrong to have sex before marriage until I was about 18 years old. But then again, don't get it twisted. You do need church and the assembly to help you live a saved and holy lifestyle. The Bible says, do not forsake the assembling of brethren.
Right.
So church is what helps guide you to sanctification, but it is not what justifies your salvation.
So knowing Jesus comes first, the church is the hospital to get you well.
Absolutely.
Well, you can find some of the excerpts from Chancellor's book. You can find out all the things that he did in his 365-day soul-winning quest inside his book. And we will come back and talk next week more about the church. I really appreciate you, Chancellor. They can get the book where?
You can get the book at soulwinningquest.com. That's my website. It's also available at Amazon. It's also now available at walmart.com.
Come on, sir. All right. Next week, Chancellor, thank you so much.
All right. Thank you.